practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to serve the Lord in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. And I do trust that you'll go to church today. We want to begin the program today with what many folks have referred to as the anthem of the Christian faith, and that is the song, How Great Thou Art.
Oh, Lord, my God,
Well, as I said before we heard that song, many people refer to that as the Christian anthem, and truly it is. It's our anthem because it reminds us of the greatness of our God. And I trust that this morning you can say in your mind that you do recognize the greatness of God. And because you recognize his greatness, I trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today where you can worship the Lord along with others of like precious faith. That's so important. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but go to church where you can fellowship with others, where you can encourage others, where you can hear the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God, and where you can sing the praises unto God. And if you don't have a church to attend and you live in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area, we would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30. And then, of course, our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And we would love to have you drop by and visit us. I might say we also have midweek services on Wednesday. At 6:30, we have our children and youth meetings, and then at 7 o'clock, we have our adult prayer meeting and Bible study, and we just have a great time of fellowship. Faith Baptist Church of Altoona is what I refer to as a full-service church. That is, we have ministry for everyone, and we have many ministries. And I would encourage you to go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, to learn more about our ministry. And if we can ever serve you spiritually, don't hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can even write to us, and that is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. We would love to have the opportunity to meet you. You know, from time to time, we run into people out along the streets or in the highways and byways of central Pennsylvania, and they say they listen to the broadcast, and that's always an encouragement. But, you know, I would invite you to just drop by here at the Faith Baptist Church one of these days so that we can truly meet you person to person. We'd love to shake your hand. We'd love to say hi to you. We'd love to talk with you. And so drop by and visit us one of these days. And particularly, if you have a spiritual need, let us help you. Our desire is to see you come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and then grow in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we can help you do that, we would love to be able to do that. And so don't hesitate to contact us or drop by here at the Faith Baptist Church. We're located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city of Altoona. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio today. We thank you for each one who is listening. And Lord, I pray that you'll take this program and use it to bring souls to Christ and to build others in their faith, but above all, to honor and glorify you. You are our great God, and we want to praise you today for the great God that you are. And I pray that this broadcast will portray your greatness, will portray our praise unto you for your greatness, and that you'll be glorified through it all. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's another song that I think that many of you know and like. It's an instrumental, Victory in Jesus.
Thank you.
From the spiritual red box of the Word of God, we turn to the Psalms. Psalm 92, and I would like to read with you verses 1 through 4. Psalm 92, verses 1 through 4, where the Bible says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands." That's Psalm 92, verses 1 through 4. And now before I deliver a message on the second coming of Jesus Christ, let's listen to this song that I think many of you know as well. It's a good old hymn, "Redemption Draweth Nigh." That's absolutely true, and I trust that you are looking forward to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, as we study the Bible, we find that the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ really is in two stages. First of all, there is the rapture, and that is where Jesus Christ will come in the clouds of the air, as it were, and capture, that is, take us home, that is, those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, to be with Him. And that word rapture basically means to caught up. The Bible refers to that as the blessed hope. And then at least 7 years later, and I say 7 years because the Bible teaches us that after the rapture, the world will go into what we refer to as the 7-year tribulation, which is a time of trouble on the earth such as the world has never seen. And the purpose of that is, number one, to prepare Israel for the actual return of the Lord Jesus Christ to the earth, as well as to judge the people of the world because of their sins. But after that seven-year period, Jesus Christ will come to the earth and establish his kingdom on the earth, where he will reign for 1,000 years. And of course, eventually after that, he will establish the eternal Jerusalem and the eternal earth. And that's something to anticipate as well. As it relates to the two stages of the second coming of Christ, that's brought out for us in Titus chapter 2, verse 13, where it says, looking for that blessed hope, that's the rapture, and the glorious appearing, that's when Jesus Christ will literally come to the earth. And by the way, that's described in Revelation chapter 19. He says, we are to be looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. The blessed hope or the rapture could occur at any moment. It could occur before we get finished with this radio broadcast this morning. And I remember as a child growing up, it seems like all of the time preachers were preaching about the second coming of Christ. We don't hear that as much today as we should. I think that every one of us as preachers should seek the Lord's direction about speaking on the subject of the second coming of Christ more than what we literally do these days. But the Bible has a lot to say about the second coming of Christ, and I know it's going to occur. I believe it with all of my heart. You say, why is that the case? Well, let me give you four reasons why I believe that's the case, and scripture that goes along with those reasons. I do not have the time on the program today to elaborate on all of those verses, but I want to give them to you so that you can consider them and study them on your own. First of all, I believe that Jesus will come again because Jesus said that he would. He said that he would. In John chapter 14, verses 1, 2, and 3, Jesus is speaking, and he says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus was speaking to his disciples here shortly before he went to the cross. And he was ultimately talking to them about the fact that he's going to ascend back into heaven and prepare a place for them in the mansions of God, in the heavens of God, as it were. And then he said, if I go, I will come again. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus said that he's coming again, and I believe it. And by the way, as it relates to Bible prophecy, do you realize that every Bible prophecy that has been rendered up to this time that has been fulfilled to the exact T, as it were? And because of that, I believe that the prophecies concerning the second coming of Christ will be filled to their exact extreme as well. Jesus keeps his word. Jesus is coming again because he said that he would. Secondly, I believe Jesus is coming again because the angels said that Jesus would come again. We go to Acts chapter 1, and in Acts chapter 1, we find that Jesus is actually ascending back up into heaven, as he spoke of there in John chapter 14. And notice what it says beginning with verse 8 down through verse 11. It says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. The angels said, as Jesus was ascending up into heaven, that he was going to come again. And even as Jesus does not lie, neither do the angels lie. And so I believe that Christ is coming again because he said it, because the angels said it, but also because of the fact that the Apostle Paul said it. You know, the classic passage of Scripture in the New Testament concerning the rapture is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And I would encourage you to take some time to read verses 13 through 18 of that great text, where it lays out for us what all is going to be taking place at the rapture. But in verses 16 through 18, it says this, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." And here it is. "Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Beloved, that's the rapture, and that could happen at any time. And when it takes place, it's going to be a noisy time, is it not? There will be the shout that will be given forth by the Lord himself. There will be the voice of the archangel. There will be the trump of God. The dead in Christ, that is, those who've died and gone on before us, will come up out of the grave. Those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And what a great and grand reunion that's going to be. I don't know about you, but beloved, I'm looking forward to that. And that's, of course, why it tells us there in verse 18 that we are to comfort one another with these words, Jesus is coming again, and it could be today. Why do I believe in the second coming of Christ? Jesus said that he would come again. The angels said that he would come again. Paul says that he's coming again. And you know something, beloved? The Word of God ends with the fact that Jesus Christ is coming again. And of course, it ends with the words of Christ himself. Turn with me, if you would please, to the book of Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. We see that the Lord Jesus Christ, as he brings to the end, as it were, the great book of the Revelation, says this, verses 20 and 21 of Revelation 22. It says, "He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Jesus said, at the end of the Word of God, the Bible ends with that great statement as Jesus proclaims, "Surely I will come quickly." Now, somebody might say, well, Jesus said that 2,000 years ago when the book of the Revelation was penned by John. And that's true. But keep in mind two things. Number one, 2,000 years in God's sight is not much at all. The Bible tells us that with God, 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is 1,000 years. So from God's perspective, Jesus said what we see there in Revelation 22 and verse 20 just 2 days ago, Friday, as this is Sunday. But the main thing to understand about that word quickly is that it means that when things begin to happen, they will happen very quickly. I mean, the rapture is going to take place in a moment, in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye. We will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Jesus is coming again, and I believe it because he said it, the angel said it, Paul said it, the Word of God says it. I believe it. And you know something? That does settle it. And I trust that that settles it in your mind as well. Are you ready for the second coming of Christ? If not, I would encourage you to get ready, number one, by making sure that you know Jesus, because if Christ comes and takes Christians home to be with them and you're left behind, you'll be on your way to a Christless eternity in the lake of fire. You don't want to spend eternity there. So I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And then secondly, as a Christian, be living for the Lord, be serving the Lord, so that when you see the Lord, you'll hear him say to you, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Jesus is coming again. Our redemption draws nigh. That's victory in Jesus, for which we say, "How great thou art." Well, thank you so very much for joining me on the program this morning. Go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church now today. And until I greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
And
let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services. Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.